Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. Relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Hello and Happy New Year. Peace and blessings. This is Vani, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
Hi, this is V. Happy New Year, family. Hey, Vani.
Yes. Hey, V. How are you, beautiful? I'm beautiful, please.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And Happy New Year to you, my beautiful queen goddess. Love, 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 and peace to the gods and goddesses tonight. Oh, my gosh. Are you excited about this year?
I am just extremely excited about 2016 and, you know, just moving forward. I'm excited about tonight. I mean, my future, I woke up this morning and I was just like, whew. Thank you for another opportunity to do it again. And here we are, January 1st, 2016. Woo! This is a blessing to be here. This year is very significant to me. It's 20 years that I graduated from high school. So I actually got to spend this evening with two of my best friends from over 20 years ago today. So, yeah, I'm starting the new year off right.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes. It's so many beautiful things that are happening around us. And, you know, I'm just wide open with expectation. You know, an open manifestation, you say, I am open and I accept and receive. I open wide the doors of my consciousness to receive and to give. And I just feel like that is what is happening right now.
Yes.
We are so blessed to be, all of us, you know, if we're here and we're on the line, that we are blessed beyond measure to be experiencing another day of life. Thank you, Creator, for our life and our life abundantly.
Yes,
so I guess we're going to get started. We should go ahead and do our disclaimer. I think it's going to be pretty light tonight, but we just never know, right?
Right. Yes, yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, we are just, it's another Friday evening, and I haven't been here for the last couple of Fridays, and I know we took off last Friday to observe the holiday, and here we are, 2013, I mean 2016, and we just started doing the show in August, Z, and here we are.
I
It's
know. It's
amazing. You know,
time
we
just
were
goes
talking
by.
about, it's like recapping the different guests we've had on the show and the different topics we've talked about. And and we're looking forward to, 2016, where we're going to talk about more things. We're going to bring some of the guests back that we've had in the past, and we're just going to continue to build and grow, and then share this information with our community. So I'm just really excited about that. So, without further ado, I want to thank everyone for listening tonight for our first show for the new year. Again, this is Vonnie, and I'm your sexual wellness coach. And for those of you that might be new to listen to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, we start off with a disclaimer because we like to just let the adults know that this is an adult show with adult content. And so if you have any young ones, in listening view, we just like to let you know that we may be, saying, words or things that might be too mature for the little ones. So we like to always let our listening audience know that. And then also, being as though I'm a health coach and Z is a love and sex enthusiast, we are not medical MDs. So we like to just put that out there, even though, we do share a lot of valuable content that people can apply to living a healthy lifestyle and having a more vibrant sexual lifestyle as well. We just like to share that with you as well, that we're not MDs, but we do share some juicy information on the show. So I think that's it. See, did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it all. Just
Okay.
kidding. Thanks. That we are continuing to bring to the family ideas and creativity and information. Stuff that we love to talk about. I think one of the things that has come out of this whole experience for me, Vonnie, is that I get to talk about love and sex. I don't talk as much about nutrition because that's your area, and I learn from you about the whole nutritional aspect of sexual health and well-being. But, I mean, we're having these conversations around love and our sexual expression and our beingness. It's just so wonderful. I don't have to just talk about it with my girls. I actually get to come on and share it with the family. And just like you said, we have over the past year, we've brought on some phenomenal people, coaches and experts in sexuality. And Reverend Goddess Charmaine was one of them. She taught us some amazing things. And we
We
had
have Janine, when she comes on,
Janine,
she
of course.
is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
She's just been
Wow.
phenomenal. We even had the brothers on when we asked them that powerful question.
That
What
powerful
is,
question, yes.
yes, that what is good pussy question? Woo, that does not suffice.
Yeah, we didn't look we got straight to the point, and but you know what? Because we also listen to our listening audience. So for those that give us feedback, and when we put out there that we're having a panel, and the sisters had these questions, and so these were real questions that were on the minds of our listeners, and we let it be known. So we didn't want to waste no time, because you know, how the show can go really quick. So we just got to the point and asked them that question. But, you know, that was a very powerful show as well. And I was just really thankful for the brothers for coming on the show and just being, you know, honest and authentic with answering the questions that we had for them, because, you know, that they could have chose not to, but they did. And, you know, and when we had S.I.L.E. On the show and his wife, you know, and they were such a dynamic couple, and the things that they're doing with sharing their message on love and intimacy, you know, we have had some very amazing people on this show thus far. And again, you know, I look forward to having them back on the show, because it seems like we don't have enough time. We get so caught up into, you know, listening and learning and, you know, and all these different things, and then we run out of time. So it's going to be good having them back on the show.
And I can't, and we got to talk about Grace, because I'm going to tell you something in a few minutes. But, you know, Grace came on last year, and she talked with us about, you know, our sacred yoni, and she talked about the yoni egg, and, oh, my gosh, she was just phenomenal. And I tell you what, the Graceful Empowerment, she has got a powerhouse of information up on her website. So anyone who has not visited Grace Diaz, her website, Graceful Empowerment, she teaches you everything you need to know about our beautiful yonis. And I know some people get kind of like, you know, we talk about yoni, vagina, you know, whatever you want to call her. she also just gives you a really wealth of information. And what it has brought to me last year is, you know, I never really saw my vagina as a sacred, you know. I just never considered her that, and I just learned so much over this past year about our sacred womb and how to love and adore her, and, you know, the things to do to keep her happy. I mean, Tasha came on there and told us how our yonis talk to us, how we can listen to her, and she will speak to us and let us know whether, you know, do you want this person up in here? And she will say no. She will let you know, no, I don't want that, you know, this particular individual coming into our sacred space. So this has really been a new thing for me to learn about the sacredness of our yoni. And I guess that's why God has placed me in this, on the show doing this work, because I need to know and grow. You know,
right.
I'm so honored to be able to do so. So I have got something really, really, really fun to share.
Okay.
So I have an amazing, amazing person in my life. I have so many amazing people, and of course you are one of them. But I have one of my beautiful friends, and she knows ever since Grace came on talking about the yoni egg. I've been talking about, I got to get a yoni egg. And I was just sitting in Starbucks with her, and she brought me a gift. She gifted me a yoni egg. Girlfriend, can I tell you?
What type of egg?
I got a jade.
Ooh.
Jade. Oh, my God. And that crystal, I mean, just feeling it in my hand, the energy that came through just from holding it in my hand. You know, the crystals that are used, are, you know, they're sacred stones, and they're used for healing. And they're used for empowerment, and I mean, I know you know, because I remember when I was taking your class, you were the first one that told me about a yoni egg. I said, what? What is that?
Look, I'm going to have
you talk a little bit more about that from a holistic point of view. But I just wanted to say, you know, just holding that beautiful crystal in my hand. I could feel the energy of it. I can only imagine what it's going to be like to have her inside of my room, inside of my beautiful yoni, and the vibration of the love energy, the healing energy. And of course, we know that it helps to strengthen muscles, and you know, it does so many other things. So I'm just excited. I want to just thank my good friends for loving me so much. That he wants to see me like step up to the plate. That's why I said I feel like I feel like I am so behind the times with all my girls. people say, "Oh, girl, man, I got about 5 or 6 of them." But I'm just like a little kid in a toy store, and I tell you, unfolding it the way Grace wraps. I mean, she was wonderfully graceful empowerment, and she's shipping in this beautiful packaging, just gorgeous. Made you feel feminine, made you feel honored. Oh my gosh! And then the package inside the package was like three layers, you know, red silk bag, and then it was a purple, and then a yellow, and then the bubble, and it was just like the yoni is, the different layers, you know, just beautiful, beautiful, sacred. So I just can't wait to call Grace and say thank you so much just for honoring. You know, when you purchase from her, she honors you. This is not
she
just
does.
A business. Yeah. This truly is a ministry for her. And you can tell just by the way she sends you your eggs that she loves and adores you and that she loves and adores what she is presenting. So I'm so tickled pink about it. And if there are any guys on the for the line, I apologize that I had to bring this out right now. But all I can say to you is get your lady a yoni egg or 2 or 3, and she's gonna love up on you real good, my brother. So this is for the brothers as well. So I don't know, Brian, if you feel like you want to share, you know, maybe with some family that haven't been with us throughout the past year, just a little bit more about that and what it can do to help bring about. So we're looking forward to healing in the new year. You know, we've got a lot of sisters that have been experiencing some things with their, you know, with their womb, and so we just want to know if you want to bring a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I am just, you know, I'm excited about the new year, and then just, you know, continuing to share this message. I know that, you know, I did not have any ideas of hosting a radio show, you know, prior to us, you know, having the classes last year and how we came together. And, you know, you talk about, you know, just the amazing people in our lives. And you are one of those amazing people in my life, sis. And I just thank, you know, the Creator that we have crossed paths because, you know, you have, you know, we share a lot, you know, not just on the show, but we're also friends. And I really appreciate and value your friendship. And I couldn't have wished for a better partner with doing something like this because, like I said, I did not imagine doing this. And here we are spreading this message of love and, you know, and with people like Grace, I've had the opportunity of taking her workshops and being, you know, and having my friends on the show. Like I can say, like, these are my, you know, these are my friends that are together. We are aligned with sharing this message of sacred, you know, sacredness and sexuality and with our womb and with nutrition and loving each other and relationship and intimacy. And, you know, like these are people that I've attracted, and I've attracted you. So having had the opportunity to have them as guests on the show and share their passion, you know, and just to honestly know that they are authentic and genuine with what they're saying is, you know, just amazing to do. And, again, I'm just really looking forward to continuing to do this, Z, and with you, you know, because like I said, I couldn't wish for a better partner.
Thank you, my beautiful queen. And I tell you what, me either, Vonnie, because, you know, when we did meet, we met at Landmark Forum, and, you know, it was a whole different energy. It's, you know, still a place that we were growing, and you were evolving, mm-hmm. and you had a plan for what you wanted to do with your life. And I fell in love with your cooking. You remember when you brought something, I can't even remember what it was, and you shared it with us, and you told us about how you love to cook. And, you just never know who you're going to meet and what's going to happen. It may not show up at the time that you meet, but then, you know, mm-hmm. you run into each other, or you run across the phone, and you hook up, and the next thing you know, here, you are doing a radio show. So God always has a divine plan for good at work. And now that you have said that, I'm glad you said that, because that kind of segues us into what we wanted to do tonight, which was mm-hmm. invite the family to come in and share what they're looking forward to in 2016 with mm-hmm. regard to love, with regard to, you know, a healthier, sexual life experience, more, mm-hmm. better
relationship.
Because I tell you what, if we don't take care of our bodies and really give ourselves nurturing foods and support our health and well-being, then it's kind of hard to have good sex. And mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you want to be, you know, clear when you want to talk about attracting love, you know, being love, giving love, sharing love, accepting, receiving love. So all of it goes together. And so we just wanted to open the call up tonight to invite our family in to share their dreams, their goals, their intentions, their desires for what's coming up in the new year, in this 2016 year.
Mm-hmm.
So
remind our callers, you can press, was it *1? And that will
so
put you
one.
In
they don't have to press star one.
Oh, just
it's
one.
Just
oh,
one.
Just one. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And
I guess, you know, I guess I could start off. One of the things that I would that I'm looking forward to in 2016 really is being more loving, taking care, self love. You know, I think I do pretty good in the department of loving others. I really do. I mean, you know, I believe that I am a loving person. I'm a nurturer. And I think that's just part of who I am. This year, I really want to love up on thee. And, you know, spend more time, you know, talking to myself. And I actually did that. You know, as the new year came in, I lit candles in my room. I had my room lit up with candles. I spent time talking to myself and the Creator and just giving thanks for who I am. I just spent time loving up on me. I can't tell you all the details about that. That's bad. But I just want to say that I want to just fall in love with Zakiya because the more I'm loving up on myself, the more I'm able to share my love with others. I think I'm going to be open to receiving love. You know, you know, when we talk about attracting love into our life, you know, we attract who we are. And so if I'm being loved and I'm loving up on myself, I'm pampering myself, I'm spoiling myself, I'm doing all the things that I would really do for other people, you know, then I can expect that love is just going to just continue to flow into my experience. That people around me are going to be happier and more loving and kind and generous and, you know. And, I mean, just like I was got this gift today, I mean, you know, people don't give gifts like that to someone that, you know, is not, you know, a really loving person. I mean, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, so that's one of the things I look forward to is just being more loving to myself and, of course, expressing more of that love. And I'm really looking forward to doing some delving more into my sacred yoni, my sacredness, my sacred sexuality. I really want to delve more into some tantra and tantra practices. I've got this meditation tape that I do that I got from a friend of mine some time ago, and it's, you know, you just kind of stand and you just allow the body to flow with the music, and, you know, you find, you know how you did that movement with us when we were taking the class, Bonnie, and you had us moving our hips and circulating our bodies and just letting ourselves flow, and so, you know, just building up the energy, the sexual energy, and not being afraid of it, or not, you know, not feeling like it's not right, but just spending that time building up that sacred energy. So I want to do more sacred practices with tantra and studying more and learning more and growing in the realm of sexuality. You know, I got this article. I think someone posted it up on my Facebook page. It may have been Janine because she's always posting up good stuff. But one of the things that we're going to be doing, Bonnie, is I want to learn about the yoni juice. An article called "The Gift of Yoni Juice," and girl, this thing is hot. It's smoking.
And then what is it? You said yoni. You say yoni. What?
It's called "The Gift of Yoni Juice."
Juice.
Yes, girl. I'm gonna have to say this. This is a conversation that we are going to have in this year. But I can, let me just leave you a little bit in the beginning. Yoni juice is
such
grant man superpowers of enlightenment and spiritual awareness.
Oh, I can believe that. And you know what? I got somebody I can bring on this show. So
come on, what's that going, girl? And it says she may not advance to the position of physical and spiritual perfection, nor consider himself perfected or enlightened without ever indulging in the nectar of the yoni.
Now that sounds juicy.
Girl, and as it goes on, this, I'm telling you, is deep. So we'll have to save this for another conversation. But I'll send it to you. It's posted in Love and Relationships, Sacred Sex by Beauty Queen. So it is some good stuff. So that's the kind of things that I look forward to, you know, just really learning and growing in. One of these days, I'm not going to just be a love and sex enthusiast. I'm gonna have some expertise. I mean, I know I share a lot of things about my own experience and what I'm learning, but you know, I may even think about doing sexual health and wellness classes. So, you know, I'll get with you about doing that. So I'm setting my intention for that.
Yes.
So,
and then you have a book, and then your book, too. So I'm going to put that out there.
Yes. Oh, yes. My book is coming out this year. Woo-hoo! The Makeup Memoir of Miracles Manifestations Love. It's coming out. I got a lot on the plate, and I also am working on building up my nutrition. So I'm covering all a lot. I'm gonna go ahead and let you share what you have coming up this year, and if you want to talk a little bit about what you are already experiencing, that would be great.
Okay.
And then after that, I just can bring on a commercial, and then we can invite the family to come in.
Yeah, I do see we have some callers on the line. But, you know, sis, I, too, am aligned with the things that you are looking forward to doing in the year, you know, because this is a work in progress. So I'm constantly learning new things, and I love being and doing what I do because I love talking about love, sex, and nutrition. These are my passions. So getting more involved and learning more about, you know, just how we can live more healthy and more vital lives using our sexual energy and learning and teaching. And one of the things that I look forward to doing is I will be launching my program, my 8-week intensive program, my Goddess Flow program, which will be coming out in a few weeks. I'm very excited about that. And the flow in Goddess Flow stands for forgiving and loving our womb space. So, you know, I speak to women of all ages, adult women of all ages, whether they be in their 20s and 30s or in their 50s or 60s. I've had conversations with all women that tell me that we need to keep talking about the things that we're talking about, and we need to keep, you know, that we're on the right track. I mean, Z, you know, you can vouch the feedback that we get from the show and what we're doing. It's very encouraging. So, you know, we're listening, and I'm listening. And so in this program, I've incorporated different components that support nutrition that that are specific to the needs of our reproductive health and our mental health and things of that nature. So I'm supporting hormonal balance because a lot of times, you know, when we're gaining weight or things are off whack, it has a lot to do with our hormones. But, you know, you can't talk about hormones if you're not talking in nutrition, if you're not talking about other components. So not just nutrition of the things that we're putting in our mind, but you know, how are we feeding ourselves in our relationships, you know, spiritually, you know, and you talk about self-love, Z, and loving ourselves and realizing the sacredicity in ourselves and in our womb space, whether it be a physical womb or if you still have your uterus. When I say womb, I'm talking about the birth, you know, the gateway of life. And all women, we possess that. So, you know, in this program, I was able to incorporate different aspects of what I've used in my journey with meditation. It's the sister Shauna that came on a few weeks ago from Hiller Sisters. She's partnering up with me, and she'll be teaching the meditation component. So not just from the standpoint of, you know, just be, you know, like a program where it's virtual, but we are engaged with the participants in this program so that they can get the most out of it. So, you know, I really look forward to that. And another thing that I wanted to work on is building relationships and sisterhood. I think that's, you know, that's very important. And within the last few years especially, I've noticed how much I've needed that more in my life, is a sisterhood, a kindredship. And so I look forward to building and growing the relationships that I already have with my sisters and in community. And then I also have a friend in my life that I'm excited about as well. So, you know, I have a gentleman that is a friend and more. And I look forward to seeing where that's going to go as well. Z, you know, I've shared with you that you know, it had been a few years since I was in a relationship and actually seeing anyone. And, you know, like I said, I am seeing someone, and I'm excited about that. So, you know, it's just a lot going on. That Z, it's amazing. I'm learning. I'm, you know, enjoying this journey and this experience in life, and, you know, the people that I'm meeting and attracting, and, you know, and just look forward to just, you know, really living life as Vondria, you know, whatever that may be. I'm looking forward to it.
That's absolutely awesome, Bonnie. And girl, listen, so you talked about a lot of things, but I just want to back up a minute, because when you start talking about that brother, your whole energy changed.
I
know you're going to be phenomenal at everything that you do this year, and I'm excited for you about the workshops you have coming up.
Yes,
and, of course, the sacred relationships that you're going to be connecting with sisters. Because, you know, we know how to live up on each other in such a magnificent, awesome way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want you to back up a little bit about the brother, because I just remember when I first started taking classes with you. And, you know, you talked about calling in the king. And I'm not saying that that's what you have, but, you know, at that particular time, wasn't anything happening in that area, but you were doing the work. You know, you were loving up on yourself and teaching us how to do that. You know, you came every Wednesday consistently to show us how to, you know, re-energize our bodies through sacred movement. You always brought something for us nutritional to eat and drink. You gave us time for meditation and sharing. You had us painting, you know. So you were doing all the things that was calling in your own sacredness and your own loving of yourself. And at the same time, you kept saying, I'm preparing myself for my king, girl. I'm preparing myself for my king.
Yes.
And I'm
just
looking at how in just a few months, because that was summertime. You know, that was over the summer. And in just a few months, you know, you've attracted someone in your life that you feel good about, that you're having a beautiful experience with. And I say all that to say, you know, sisters, we, you know, just by example, Ronnie is a perfect example of when we do things to care for ourselves, when we do things to support ourselves, when we love ourselves, we can have anything we desire. Because the Father, you know, that's the Father putting that in us, is, you know, what it is that we desire. And, of course, God knows that many of us want love relationships, or, you know, we want to be able to have our king clean in our life. And so doing all those things, Bonnie, that you did, and keep affirming and keep putting it out there and keep putting that positive energy out. There's no way that you can bring a king into your life if you're speaking negativity about there ain't no good men, there ain't no good women, or there ain't no whatever. No, we have to know, no matter what the past experiences have been with other relationships, to always, always see each of these people that have shown up in our lives as gifts. To help us get to the next level, so that we can create and have that which we truly, truly desire. So I'm so happy for you, my beautiful sister.
Well, thank you.
I pray that everything just grows and, you know, just matches with the desires of your heart. And I tell you one thing, your brother is lucky and blessed to have you even have a friendship with. Because you're a phenomenal woman, and I know that he sees that. I know that he sees that in you.
Thank you. I appreciate those kind words. And it's interesting that, you know, that you say that. I was just having a conversation with a sister today you know, about how I chose to, you know, to not be in a relationship for years because I wanted to work on myself consciously, you know, and I didn't want the distractions of a relationship. And at first it started off of me just like a few things, you know, here and there. But then I was like, okay, I want to go deeper because I didn't want to bring so much of the things in the past into the future. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's always a blessing in the lesson. So with the relationships that I was in the past, you know, learning from those experiences and learning about myself, about, you know, what I want in a man in a relationship, you know, and how I love, you know, because I know that there's a certain level of maturity that I have now that I didn't have. And I'm not going to say it on age, you know, because of age, but it's because of experience. I had to go through certain experiences in order to have a certain perspective on things. So, and to be more open and receptive and to learn that being vulnerable is not a weakness. And being comfortable with that. So, you know, I say that to say is that, you know, I'm in a space now, and it's a work in progress, but just in a space now where I am, you know, more open to just receiving love and loving more. You know, you mentioned in this year, you know, loving more. And when you said that, that was just so on point because, you know, when we are loving ourselves, you know, and that love is radiating, we are attracting all types of goodness and yumminess into our lives. And so we have to continue to do that. And, you know, and so when we were eating those red strawberries in class this summer, you know, and eating them nice and slowly and taking time to smell the strawberries and chew the strawberries and just, you know, really be engulfed in the experience of being able to have the opportunity to eat something so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like when we're doing those types of things, we're preparing ourselves. We are preparing ourselves for the beauty to come. So, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that word, yumminess. I love that word, the yumminess.
Yummy
experience.
Yes, because when you think of yummy, it's just like, Yeah,
because
so
I
like yumminess. We are.
I love yumminess too. That's gonna be my new word this year. Yumminess. Yummy experiences. And what does that make you feel like when you use that word? I mean, it just makes you feel all tickly and happy and giddy.
It does. Love it. All those emotions. All of those. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look, I'm looking. We have someone that's in the queue that I want to bring, one of our listeners. So I'm going to bring you in, caller, area code 301-9942. This is Vonnie and Z on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Happy New Year.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you guys? Happy
good
New Year. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to Sweet 16.
I know. Yes. Sweet 16. I love it. How
I
are
love
you,
that.
Love?
I am. Z took my word. Yummy and juicy and delicious and just feeling good and alive and sexy. I can go on and on and on about it. But I was calling in because at one point tonight, I really wanted to come on and talk about the goals that I had set for myself with not only, like, the common areas that we have in our life, right? Our money and our relationships and, you know, our business goals and all of that. But I had set some goals about my incoming relationship, my soon-to-be here relationship with this wonderful man, and not just the love part, but like the sex part. And I had written this beautiful entry into my journal about how delicious it was going to be and how we were both disease-free. And, like, I just was calling in all of the things that I wanted that part of our relationship to be, that it was, you know, wild and passionate. And, oh, my gosh, I can't even think of all of the different words that I had used to describe it. But needless to say, it was very descriptive. It was very purposeful in coming together with our sexual energy. I'll just say that. And I had never done that before. I had always concentrated on, you know, I want to meet a guy and, you know, all the qualities, you know, all the things that we do, the qualities of he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. And I was like, you know what? This year I'm going to get very purposeful about all the different areas of what that looks like, because what I realized for myself is that I'm a highly sexual being. I mean, like, highly sexual. And I know, like, in our society, the highly sexual woman is not looked at upon as somebody, you know, the virgin woman is put on the pedestal. You know what I mean? I'm like, right. So it's like, I'm highly sexual. I want to tap into that energy. And I'm not saying necessarily just to tap into it to always have sex, but tap into the energy that's housed there, that passion that's housed there in our wombs, and express it in all of the ways that there are to express it. So if that's being highly sexual, being in tune with my womb, you know, knowing my yoni inside out, you know, sometimes, you know, you guys were talking about the yoni egg, you know, sometimes when I insert my yoni egg or when I'm taking it out, I'm in my yoni, feeling around and getting to, like, really know her and giving myself my own tantric massage, right? Because I contemplated going to someone for that, to have a yoni massage and, you know, go into those areas that I thought I couldn't reach. But now, you know, having the experience with putting in my yoni egg, like, it's really getting, I'm really getting acquainted with all of the nooks and crannies and bumps and lumps and all the stuff that I got going on down there. You know, I had 5 children, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My oldest is 24 and my youngest is 15. And this year, 2015, was the first time that I really started getting in tune with my womb. I had been studying for a long time. I had been reading for a long time. But there comes a point in time when reading is cute. There becomes a time when you have to start applying that information and really start going in and doing the work. That means touching her. That means talking to her. That means finding out what she likes, what she doesn't like. That means listening to her, like Z was talking about earlier, listening to her, honoring her, you know, and dealing with all of the things that, you know, I had some baggage I needed to deal with regarding my womb and my yoni that, you know, I had to get into, like, affirmations, you know, that I would say holding my yoni or holding onto my womb about, that it was wonderful, and look at all the things that you have done, and look at all the things that you've experienced, and just speaking life as opposed to ill, and oh, you bleed, and you do this, and oh, look at that, and all of the stuff that we all say about ourselves, and all, you know, and everywhere. So that's my share for tonight. I just want to thank you guys so much for being here for me. I don't know about anyone else, but I know for me it has been the opportunity to be this open and have this space to talk honestly and openly about whatever is going on, whether it's in the love department, whether it's in the sex department, or Bonnie, what are some good foods to eat for this or that, and, you know, being able to have someone that two people I could come to and get some advice or get what I need. And I just thank you both so much for doing this, and I hope that you continue.
Thank you. Also.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to be quiet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? First of all, thank you, my beautiful queen. I love that you were able to express yourself as openly as you do, and Vanya, I know you will agree that, you know, and to say that this is a platform where you can feel that you can talk about, you know, being highly sexual, because where else can you say that and it be okay? You know, not too many places are open and receptive to women expressing, I'm a highly sexual being and I love it and I want to be more of that, and, you know, to have a place that I can talk about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn how to, and learn how to embrace that, you know.
Yes.
So thank you, my beautiful sister, for sharing that. And I'm honored for you to do that. So thank you for being here, for being a part of this journey with us.
Yes, yes, Queen, thank you.
You know, Vonnie and Sister Queen was sharing that. You know, that brought up something for me about the whole idea of us, you know, being sexual and being okay with it. You know, if we have a high sexual desire or we have a high sexual appetite, I guess you might want to call it, that again, you know, she talked about that's not something that is acceptable in society. You know, society will look on it and, you know, they have all kinds of names that they put on women. But, you know, when you look at that from a sacred point of view, because I keep saying to people, I don't know why folks don't get this, God created sex, people. Hello?
Yeah.
Why would it be a bad thing?
But,
I mean,
thing is, it's in popular culture, as, I mean, that's all you see is, things are, the dolls look, you know, is sex. You know, the dolls are looking sexier. The clothes for little kids are looking sexier. I mean, everything is sex, sex, sex everywhere. And the videos and, you know, all these different things. But we're not talking about, you know, the underlying aspects, the sacred part of it, the you know, the intimacy. You know, we brought in a show talking about intimacy and the art of loving, you know, the art of communicating. And you don't, you know, you, the kids are, and grown-ups are sending emojis and and eggplants and smiley faces with heart eyes, you know, to express love, where, you know, we aren't, you know, tapping into the other aspects of sex and sexuality. So, you know, I love that we have a space and a platform where we can do that. And I want, you know, and I thank the caller for sharing that, you know, that you, you know, your feedback, because when I decided to do this platform, I'm like, okay, I love talking about sex, and I love talking about food and eating, and I love learning about sex and love. You know, I'm a person that loves to love. So with love, sex, and nutrition, it just seemed like just a synergy. Like, okay, well, I can't, you know, it just seemed like it just all would flow together. And, you know, and so that's what we have, you know, let's talk love, sex, and nutrition, because, you know, it's all tied in to one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is all tied into one. But I have a burning question that I want to ask the sister if she's still here.
Okay.
The question that I have for her is, do you find that men are intimidated by your insatiable, I don't want to say insatiable, but your desire to, you know, to have sex? I mean, do you find that men are turned on by it or turned off? Can imagine if you're one of those sisters that like to have it and get it on often, and, you know, I'd really like to see what kind of reaction we get from the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So I have always been told that in the bedroom, I'm very aggressive. Very, very, very aggressive. Like, just like if I want something, or if I want you to put something somewhere, or if I want you to get on it, or if I want you to lick it, or like, I'm going to either tell you or show you or whatever. And I'm dating a younger guy, which is a first for me. He's 11 years younger than I am. And I don't think he's intimidated. He's way more laid back than what I'm used to, especially in the bedroom.
Okay.
I tend to attract men who are, like, aggressive like me, but I guess they're not used to women. For whatever reason, the men that I've attracted in the past are not used to women who are aggressive in the bedroom, who will, like, jump on it, you know, turn around on it, what, you know, do tricks, whatever it is they like. And this younger guy, he has that same kind of energy. Like, I don't think he's intimidated by it, but I don't think that he's used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're teaching him some stuff, girl. He's like, I wonder if he feels like he's hit the jackpot or what.
I don't know. I know he comes in the bedroom sometime, and I have, like, books everywhere. And so I had, like, what's those two books? The red one is the green. Is it the green dragon and the red?
The green jade and the white tigress.
The green jade, the white tigress, and I have slow sex. I have, like, all these books, and you know, I have my books categorized. So I have, like, this sex area. I got love, whatever. And so he's like, oh, what's this book about? And I'm like, it's about sex. You know, and he's like, oh, are you doing any of those tricks on me? And I'm like, no. Like, so, I don't know what he's used to, because, like, I'm thinking, you're asking me if I'm doing tricks on you, but this is for me, this is normal stuff. Like,
right.
The things that he and I do sexually, for me, is normal. Maybe not to him, you know. He's younger than me. I don't know how much sex he's had. You know, we don't really have conversation about that.
Okay.
But yeah, so this is so much fun. But yeah, so.
Well, you know, I guess the good thing about that is, you know, because I can see it on both ends. I can see how, you know, if you have someone who is not used to having a sexual partner, especially a woman who is assertive and aggressive, and, you know, I mean, he might feel intimidated in some ways, because he feels, you know, most men feel like they should be the ones showing you how to, you know,
initiating.
You on and,
yeah.
You know, so if you either bring something to them, or you got an appetite that's rich, and wow, that could be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be intimidating. I guess it all depends on the person. So it sounds like your young man may be very open and receptive to learning and growing with you, which is really awesome. And of course, you know, if he knows how to do what he do, then I'm sure it's pretty awesome for you too.
Well, I will say that he is very well endowed,
mm-hmm.
and to like very well endowed men.
Okay.
So I've had like medium sized men that it actually fit perfect, and you know, lots of orgasms. But you know what else about him? She's uncircumcised. But it is the prettiest uncircumcised penis I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
I have to say that. It is beautiful. Like I have never told him this, but I'm always saying to my friends, like, oh my God, like his penis is so beautiful.
Mm.
Like it's perfect. Like, oh. Ooh, and I'm too far
now,
away
can you take
to
a picture
go
of that thing. And post it. Listen, this is. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is a hot topic for me.
Yes.
Because I love an uncircumcised penis. I just do. It's something about the way it feels when it is in my yoni. It just connects. It's the softness of it. It's like, you know, that foreskin just gets up and, and it says, you know, whatever's in there, it connects with so magnificently. What is it, Bonnie? The nerves or whatever is in it. But, I mean, it's magnificent. And, I know that there's a reason why men are circumcised, but I'm just saying, for the brothers, and I have only had a couple in my experience, but it was always a wonderfully pleasurable experience with an uncircumcised brother. So I understand, sis. All right, I'm gonna let that one go and take it back to you.
So and
don't let him have a nice curve to that thing, girl. Watch.
Oh wow. Thank you.
Listen, we thought we were going to keep it light tonight, Bonnie, but we ain't keeping it light tonight.
Hey, you know, that's right. Why we get the flame. Yes.
Thank you, Queen, for answering that question for us. And I'm sure you have given some enlightenment to all of us tonight. And, you know, bless you on your sexual journey and your experience. I hope you get all that you want and desire, because it's all good. It's all wonderful. And Janine would be saying, you know, for us to be able to call in the things that we desire to manifest in our life as we're going through our sexual experiences, you know, before you get to that orgasm and release that orgasm, when you're at that heightened spot, Ask for what you want. Don't get caught up in the moment, because, you know, you can hold it, and, you know, but ask for what you want.
I have
a quick
story about that.
Okay.
I just wanted to share. When Janine did the, it was in July, the moon manifestation call, where we called up our sexual, like, magic and our sexual energy to manifest. What my intention was when I did that, I had been celibate for 3.5 years before I met this young man. Mm. And that night before the call, I set my intention. And do you know, 10 days later, I met him? My intention I set was I wanted to meet someone that I could have a relationship with, that I would be able to, you know, break my celibacy that I had been in for 3.5 years. And 10 days later, this young man literally walked up to me at the car wash. And we started talking. We went out a few times. And then next thing I know, 3.5 years was up.
Ooh, that's
so
powerful.
That's how I met him.
So calling
that energy up is powerful and it's real.
It is real, sis. And let me just share with you the same thing with me. I have been celibate for 2.5 years. And the last person I have been with was in a relationship that I was in. And it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't like I want to set off for a certain amount of time. But as I mentioned, I started doing the work on me. And the more I started doing the work on me and learning more about my yoni and more about sexual energy and power, I was like, you know, I can't just give this up to just anybody. So with the call we're saying is, you know, manifesting, being able to, I meditated on my mate as well, from everything from the size, from the, you know, the things that we would be doing, from height, all these things. And I'd be damned if I didn't get him. So, you know, caller, I'm giving you a high five right now.
Thank you.
Yes. And he is fine. When I tell you he is fine, he is like 6'4". He's a personal trainer. He's dark chocolate like I like him. I don't like light-skinned men. Sorry to my light-skinned brothers. I mean, I love y'all, but I like it chocolate. I mean, he literally is yummy, scrumptious, and delicious. So
that
I feel you on that, sis.
Yeah.
High five to you.
Yes. Girl, like half of the yumminess.
Half of the yumminess. Yes, yes, yes. I agree with that. Ooh. And you know, I just wanna say too, we are so powerful. We are just powerful beyond measure. We really, 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 really are. And when God makes something as magnificent as sex for us to manifest what we want. I mean, to speak it out, to create it, to use that power of our imagination, to bring forth that yumminess, that delicious dark chocolate, with the thing that gets it on, and it's so beautiful. And, you know, when we can see and experience the sexual experience as, you know, as a healing experience, as therapy for us, you know, they say the heart gets healthier. Our body, the endorphins in our bodies go up. I mean, if we're going to lose weight or whatever, just have some good bumps in the bed, you know, swinging from the chandeliers or whatever. But it's all so amazing and so beautiful, and it's all incorporated in this beautiful experience of lovemaking. And, of course, that doesn't even talk about what's created through lovemaking, and that is the birthing of another life. So, you know, I just say kudos to you ladies coming out to a celibacy and being able to get back to your beautiful, amazing, sacred sexual selves, and that you have someone that you can share that sexuality and love energy with. And blessings, blessings, blessings. And may all of us who desire it have more of that in this upcoming year, sweet 16. Listen, we're going to be acting like we're 16. Because we have learned so much, we've grown so much over the years, and we can appreciate the art of making love. We can appreciate the art of connecting with another human being. You know, the touch that happens, you know, the kissing, the looking into each other's eyes, the fondling, just the holding, the intimacy, all of that beautiful, wonderful connection. And you cannot get any closer with a human being, that, you know, with a male and a female, but other than intercourse. You just can't get any closer than that physical level. So, you know, maybe have more of that in 2016, and I'm calling more of it into my life. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
And yes, yes. And so I just say thank God for it all, and bless you, bless you, bless you both. And Paulo, thank you so much for sharing. We just keep coming back because I know you will have more to share with us as 2016 continues on. And Vanya will be bringing up some more stuff too, I'm sure.
Yes,
oh
God, yes,
thank
yes.
You, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm looking forward to 2016. Sweet 16.
Don't
yeah, so
that.
I do. I remember actually, and I remember when I was 16, you know, and thinking, like, wow, you know, what life was, what I thought about, like, how I would be as an adult, you know, and I specifically remember, you know, turning 16, like, wow, what am I going to be in my 30s and or 20s and 30s and stuff, and here I am, that woman. And I'm hosting a talk show of Less Talk, Love Sex Nutrition, among many things. So it has been an amazing, amazing journey. No, no. But I tell you, you know, Z, I do love what I do. And I can just think that I'm in the position that I'm in to be able to just spread the message of love and healing. And just this week, you had the pleasure of listening to one of my mentors and a woman that I hold dear to me, Miss Queen Afua, and it's because of her work that that I've gotten this far where I'm at and as being a sexual wellness, because like she was the kickoff to me really venturing out and having this platform on talking about sexual education and bringing nutrition into the game. So Z, how was that experience of listening to Queen Afua the other day on
oh my
I believe
gosh.
It was Honey Soul. Yes.
Yes, she was on Honey Soul Radio, and after I share this, we are going to be talking a little bit about what's coming up next Friday. The Queen, oh my gosh, she was just amazing, and she taught, I mean, I learned so much from her just in that short period of time. You know, she talked about bathing, and you know, since she talked about that, I've been getting myself in the bathtub, because you know, I used to be a shower girl, and when she talked so much about the importance of bathing and how it is so important for our yonis, you know, now for that before our bodies, you know, to bathe in that water. And she did a yoni blessing, a womb blessing. She had us place our hand over our womb, our yoni, and she did a blessing for us to think about all the men that we have had in our sacred space and to bless them.
Yeah.
And so we could release any old stuff that may have been stagnating around that, any old energy, maybe even any negative energy that may be carrying around with us. And that's really, that was such a beautiful thing to be able to do that. And girl, I ain't going to tell you how I lost count.
But it's some powerful, it's powerful,
but
it's some powerful
just,
stuff.
It was powerful. And something that we can do and share with ourselves and with other sisters, because you know we still carry that stuff around.
Yeah,
if there's been sexual molestation, if you've been raped, if you've had any of those you know kinds of experiences, and you haven't done any healing work, you know that's a way that you can do that. You can get yourself in a tub of water, and then she said. She mentioned some things to put in there that just kind of skips my mind right now. But
was it lavender?
Lavender
about
and
Okay.
I tell you what, if you go back and listen to Honey Soul Radio, and you will get to hear the whole thing that came on this past Wednesday, I believe it was. Tuesday.
Okay,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
And she talked about eating. She talked about your stuff, girl. Nutrition, the pineapple. She talked about all the berries. All the berries are good for us. The strawberry, blueberry, the raspberry, all the berries are good for us. They're healing. And she talked about the pineapple. Apple and pear. Apple and pear was another thing that she talked about drinking that. So, you know, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be coming back in February on Honey Soul Radio. You can go to her website, queenoffluid.com. She has a wealth of information there. She also has a new book out that's going to be for male and female. And listen, one brother came on at the end of the show. Everybody had kind of left, and he came on at the end of the show, and he said something very profound. He said, you know, it's beautiful that the sisters are doing this work. We got all these things that we're doing to heal ourselves. We're taking sacred baths. We're eating the right things. We're meditating. We're doing all that. We're doing a lot of cleansing. But then there's nothing out there for the men. There's nothing out there. Well, I'll say nothing, but very little out there for men. And so they're not getting their healing. So then sisters that are all cleansed up and purified are going out and connecting with brothers who haven't gotten any healing.
Right.
We're not working on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what he said was, and then they get reinfected, which I said, isn't that something to think about? Isn't that something to think about? Who are letting back into our sacred space, our sacred place? We're all cleaned up. We got our yoni eggs. We're doing the work. But then we got the brother. What kind of vibration is he bringing back to our sacred place? So that was definitely food for thought. And it certainly left me with a question mark. And so I just want to say to the family, we are going to be having our beautiful queen goddess, Tracy, Honey Diva herself, is going to be here next Friday at 7:30. You do not want to miss this sister. I'm telling you, she is a riot. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She is powerful. She's insightful. She's been doing this work on her radio show, Honey Diva, for I think about 5 years now. And she always has great guests. So she's going to be right here on Let's Talk Love Sex and Nutrition. So put it in your calendar books, set your alarm, call your sister friends, your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be talking about pampering the punani.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having a delightful conversation with her next Friday, and we're excited about that. And again, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, Honey Soul Radio, you can catch Queen of Fools talk this past week, or you can go on Facebook to Honey Soul Radio, and I'm sure Tracy has that posted up there. So yes, thank you, Bonnie.
Okay. Yes.
And I knew we were close to the top of the hour. Did we? Was there anyone else on the line, Bonnie?
Let me check one more time. And I'm just doing a quick refresh. We have a lot of callers online, but we just have the one caller that was queued in to that wanted to comment with us tonight.
Well, I'm so grateful that you know, this has been a wonderful opportunity for us to share what our intentions are for this upcoming year. So grateful for Sister sharing hers, and you know, again, just to be more mindful of how we are taking care of ourselves, because whatever we want to attract, it begins within. It begins within. Let's continue to do our work. More meditating. You know, if we want more love, meditate on love. You know, share more love. Share more kindness. Share more generosity. You know, that's what keeps it growing. That's what keeps it growing.
Yes.
You can't help but it's showing up in your life. And be specific. You know, still write out, you know, everybody tells us, all our spiritual teachers tell us, write out what you want. Who was that that shared not too long ago? They wrote out, well, I think it was Sister Tamiko. She said that she wrote out everything that she wanted to attract the man that she wanted. She wanted him to do this and this and this and this and this, pretty much like the caller just shared with us. And the man showed up and was all of that in a bag of chips. Writing it out is powerful. Write it out. If you want him to be tall, dark, and delicious, if you want him to have a curve, if you want him to have a wonderful sexual appetite like yours, if you want him to be kind and gentle and all of those things, write it out, because the universe hears and answers. Abracadabra, ask for what you want. And God says, you have not because you ask not. So we have the opportunity to ask and receive in this 2016 year. Amen and hallelujah.
Ashazi. Oh, that was so beautiful. So beautiful. I just, you know, I sit back and I just get caught up in just listening to you on the show. Like, I'm just listening on the show and not being a part of the show. I'm just listening because, you know, your insight and your perspective is just so beautiful, and you just have such an amazing way of articulating it in just such a beautiful way. And I love it, see. And I love you, sis. So,
I appreciate you so much. And we just make a good team, you know, and we're learning and growing together. I'm so grateful for you, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me into your heart and into your beautiful life. And I'm so grateful to God for it all.
Oh, sis, I love you. Well, I'm looking forward to the upcoming year. We're going to have some, you know, some more juiciness coming forth on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I also want to remind the listeners to reach out to us. We always appreciate your feedback and your comments and your questions and any ideas you might, you know, have for shows or recommendations or anything like that. You know, please continue to do so, and feel free to reach out to Z and I. And you can look forward to the upcoming months. We're going to have a Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.com, so you can get more, you know, and engage with Z and I on that as well. And I'll also be updating on the Love, Sex, and Nutrition website, and you can find us on Facebook as well. And I just want to say, fam, I love you. You know, I appreciate you for taking the time out of your schedule to share it with us, because we do realize it's a Friday evening and you could have been anywhere, but you decided to share it with Z and I, and I greatly appreciate that, and I just wanted to acknowledge you for that and tell you that I love you. So, Z, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just want to say ditto, ditto, ditto. I want to let the family know I love you as well. Appreciate you all for taking the time to be with us. The reason why we're here is because of you. And I love it when, you know, you send your energy, even if you don't say anything, you know your loving energy is there, and we appreciate you so much for that. Share this, you know, when we post it up, share it with your friends, go back and listen to it again, and keep coming back. Keep coming back. There's more to come. God bless you. We love you so, so much. Have the most amazing, phenomenal, happy, healthy, peaceful, prosperous, abundant, orgasmic year of your choice in this year 2016. And we'll be coming back together again next Friday. Vonnie, I love you so much, my beautiful queen sister, and go forth and create the most amazing life that you deserve it. And
oh, thank you.
God for you. And I know you're going to lead us out with some beautiful music. You know I love music. about the vibration of music.
Yes.
Of love. God bless you, my beautiful queen sister. I love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Namaste. And peace and blessings, family.
Yeah.